Welcome to the Wheel With It podcast with your host, Devin. At Wheel With It, we are dedicated to exploring DEI issues in a fair, balanced, and fun way. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. Today, we have a really great conversation with Dr. Nelva Lee. She is a DEI consultant, and she wrote a book called Be the Superhero of Your Story. This was a great conversation, and I hope you like it. Hello, welcome to another episode of Wheel With It. Today, we have Dr. Nelva Lee on with us. How are you today, Nelva?
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about yourself, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. So my name is Dr. Nelva Lee. I am the CEO and founder of Mateo Technologies. We provide a variety of services. We do translation and interpretation training and provide the services as well in medical and court interpreting. And we also provide diversity, equity, and inclusion consulting services. But I'm also here to talk about my book, Be the Superhero of Your Story. And basically the book is really dealing with the challenges that we all face and how to really transform those challenges into our superhero story.
That is amazing. What inspired you to write the book?
So my childhood was a very tough one. I think it would have been for the statistics for anybody else. But I decided to, at a very early age, to take the challenges presented to me and to change them into my greatest strength. And throughout life, whenever a challenge comes, one, they become easier and easier to deal with. But number two, and most importantly, I see how each challenge, each new difficulty really is a way to strengthen me even further, to make me more of the superhero of my story. And so I really felt that I needed to share the story with the world. This really was inspired back in 2020 when a lot of people were going through the challenges of the pandemic. And I just thought, wow, you know, we don't really have the tools. The majority of people don't really have the tools to really deal with a major setback such as that. And so I really, this was a love letter, if you will, to a generation that does not have those tools to really help anyone really that's going through challenges, whether it's anxiety, depression, physical challenges, emotional challenges, financial challenges, to really be able to have the tools that's needed to navigate those and to become better for it.
So tell us about MeToo, your business, and what they do and y'all's approach, because I think it's great. And just tell us about what they do.
Wonderful. Thank you, first of all, for asking. So my business was born out of necessity. Those are the best businesses, they say. I was the director of patient advocacy at the Grady Health System, which is a large public hospital here in Georgia. The primary trauma center here in Georgia, the state where I reside. And at the time, we were trying to get all of our interpreters, they were in my department, we were trying to get them all to be trained. And that might sound very easy, but it's you're dealing with lots of different people in multiple locations and different shifts, different languages. It was a daunting task. And we wanted them all to be not only trained, but also qualified. That meant that their language had to be proven, the language that they were interpreting in, or translating, which is the term that most people understand, that language had to be tested. We had to make sure that they were truly fluent. And so it was a very daunting task. And then at the end of all of that, we were successful in getting all that done. And we were also the first really major hospital to do so. And I wanted to be able to help other hospitals achieve the same success. And so that's really where the business was born from. And we've been in business since 2004. And initially, as I said, it was just really to train and qualify interpreters. But eventually, we added to that the services. So we actually provide services directly to organizations that are in need of interpreting and translating services. And we are able to connect them with a qualified trained interpreter within 20 seconds or less via their phone or their laptop. And then the other beautiful thing is that we then started our diversity, equity, and inclusion, because so many of our interpreters and translators were so well skilled in being able to navigate cultures that we thought this is a skill set that we can really amplify for businesses, whether it's a technology business or a hospital or any other business that might really need assistance with navigating cultures within their organization.
Two questions out of that. The first thing is, the interpreters you provide, are they AI or are they human?
They're human. So it's okay. People. We have close to 800 interpreters. Great question, by the way. They're all human. They provide over 200 languages, to include American Sign Language, and you can connect to them with either audio or video within 20 seconds. And so that's the amazing thing. It's all on our platform. So when you become a client of ours, you get entered into our platform, and the interpreters are already on that platform, and they're available 24/7. And if you contact them via that platform, within 20 seconds, you will get a live human person.
Yeah, that's a question I never thought I'd be asking. Are they AI or are they human? Yeah. How are you able to get an interpreter in 20 seconds? You just have...
Because they're just waiting. They're waiting for a call. So I have a lot of interpreters prefer to work remotely. So they're able to do this from home. And so they'll sit at their laptop maybe 6 to 8 hours a day. They might be doing other things. Maybe they have a screen up where they're watching, you know, Game of Thrones or something on the other side of the laptop. But if a call comes through, they pause that, they pick up the phone. And so that's how we're able. And because we have interpreters all across America and internationally, they're available 24/7.
That is amazing.
Yes.
And how do you approach DEI uniquely other than all the other DEI we've heard about?
I find that a lot of DEI consulting companies really are all about chastising the employers, right? You're not finding enough diverse employees. You're not engaging enough with different cultures. You're not providing enough equity. You're not providing enough inclusion. And that might all be true. But really and truly, my approach, or our approach, is that we believe that it's a two-part partnership, right? Yes, the employer has responsibility for creating an environment that's diverse, creating systems to hire diversity, to create an environment that's inclusive, create an environment where equity is actually inherent in the hiring process and in the promotion process. But they also, the employees, also have a responsibility. And they have a responsibility for learning different cultures, for navigating the various cultures. And our program teaches them how to do that. And they also have a responsibility to take personal care of their own lives. That's back to the book, Beautiful Hear Your Story, and be able to take those challenges and make them a better for their own good, for providing strength in themselves. And if you always say that it's just the employer's job and don't expect the employees to take responsibility for their own environment and their self-improvement, then you're not going to, it's always going to be lopsided, right? So you have to do both. You have to provide the goals and the measured approach for the employer, but you also have to provide the training and the training for both cultural diversity and cultural sensitivity, as well as taking responsibility for one's own challenges and one's own response to those challenges.
Okay, and so can you tell us a little bit more about what's in the book? Because you mentioned the book, so.
I did. Okay, so as I mentioned, I truly believe that everybody is on earth to be a superhero. Not everybody takes on that mantle. We don't all accept the call, if you will. We are We're all called, but very few people say, yes, I'm here, sign me up. Not superheroes of their story. It's because they don't have the tools. They just don't know how. They don't know how. We all admire when we are on, we watch these superhero stories. We all admire how the protagonist challenges and learns about their superpower and actually uses it for the good. We all admire that. But when it comes to our own lives, we take a back seat. Oftentimes, we take a back seat to the different protagonists, and we take a back seat to the challenges that they give us in our own lives, and we don't accept our superhero gifts. We don't accept the challenges that come our way. We don't accept even the ability to help others with our gifts. And so this book goes through stage by stage. I give you tools in every single chapter to help you. The number one tool is that you have to change your perspective about the challenges. If you think that a challenge is here to punish you, you're gonna suffer. You're gonna suffer. But if you think that a challenge is here to help you, then you're gonna thrive, right? I love Tony Robbins that always says, "Our life is not happening to me, it's happening for me." So when you are faced with a challenge, no matter what it is, the first thing you have to do is change your perspective about it. So the first tool that I discuss in the book is about changing your perspective. The second tool that I discuss in the book, and I think it's really critical, is realizing that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. So not only do I have to change my perspective about this challenge, as I mentioned, Tony Robbins always says life is happening for me, not happening to me. But the response, once I change my perspective, the response that I have to that challenge is critical. So some people respond by turning in on themselves, whether it's depression, anxiety. That's really punishing our bodies, right? Punishing our minds. Some people respond by physically hurting themselves, whether it's through alcohol or drugs, right? How about we respond to a challenge by letting it strengthen us, right? Responding to it and going, what's the lesson here? What is it that I'm supposed to learn? If it's painful, just like when I'm lifting weights, that's painful. If it's painful, am I going to push through the pain? Am I going to learn from it? Am I going to grow from it? And it's all about our response. We think that we are entitled to pleasure and ease. Well, we're not. Life is not, that's not what life is about. Our life is not about ease. It's not about having a free ride. It's not about even having endless pleasures. It's about learning and getting better every day. That's really what life is about. Life is a journey. And when we learn and we get better, how are we helping others? How are we bringing others up along with it? And so that's the response that I want to encourage everyone. So those are the first two tools. We have lots of tools in the book. And then we have weapons. I call them weapons at your disposal. We have weapons such as exercising, weapons such as eating healthy, weapons such as praying and meditating. These are weapons that keep you from turning in on yourself, from hurting yourself, and from being able to respond properly.
So what do you think is the biggest kind of misconception about DEI out there?
Sure. So a lot of people think that diversity, equity, inclusion is all about just bringing in more people of diverse color, right? People of color. And that's a shortcut. A lot of tech companies, for instance, go, oh, we have to be more diverse. Let's just hire a woman. But they've done absolutely nothing to change their systems to make that woman feel included. They've done absolutely nothing to make her feel like she is just as equal as everyone else. And same with hiring people of color. Just because you hire someone of color doesn't mean that you're including them in the club. Doesn't mean that you're including them in making decisions for that company. So diversity, equity, and inclusion is not just looking at your numbers. In fact, that can actually be counterproductive. It's not about looking at how many women, how many men, how many Blacks, how many Hispanics, That's not what DEI is about. DEI is about looking at your systems and making sure that your systems are truly supporting everyone. And like I said, it's not just the employer that has to take responsibility. It's also who you hire. You have to hire people with grit. You have to hire people that are able to navigate different cultures and different perspectives and different ideas. So if you're only hiring people that are just used to working with white people, or you're only hiring men that are just used to working with men, guess what? You're going to get a culture that is not conducive to DEI.
So what are the factors that need to be considered when it comes to DEI?
So as I mentioned, you have to take into account your structure. So your culture from when you started the company, if you don't start it correctly, you can definitely change it. It's just harder. It's harder to change your culture midstream, but it's doable. Lots of companies have done it, but it requires leadership. And we, in our consulting services, we work alongside the leadership. And we put measurable goals. We set up very measurable, achievable goals, or SMART goals. So we set those up at the onset. We do a pre-assessment of the entire organization, making sure that we know where we started. Because we can't change, or we can't measure the growth of the organization if we didn't measure it at the beginning. So we do a pre-assessment of the entire organization. It's a very comprehensive assessment. And then we do the training. So there's two things that we do in the training, and that's for everybody. We do culture mapping, which is really important for everyone to understand why people think the way they think based on their culture. And then we also do the Be the Superhero training, which is really important because we want people to be stronger emotionally individuals. And once you complete the training, then we do a post assessment. And throughout the whole process, we're meeting with leadership. We're meeting with leadership, and we're meeting individually with the different groups within the organization to do focus groups. So we're really diving into the issues that they're having. And so at the end of the training and the podcast and focus groups, then we do a folks assessment. And we see where we improved and if there's still areas of improvement. And guess what? If there's still areas of improvement, we start all over again with those areas with SMART goals, and we start the whole process over again, because we're not going to be done until our organization actually looks like what we want it to look like. And then we also measure, we guarantee, our company guarantees that throughout this whole process that you're going to be able to retain your employees. Because we employees, when they know that their company is serious about caring for them, they stay. And so if your organization is having issues with retention, this is a guarantee that we give you. As long as you, as we are working with you, your retention rates are going to be high. And if we fall below the number that we've promised for your organization, then you don't have to pay us. That's our guarantee.
That is awesome. Can you talk a little bit more about employee retention when it comes to DEI?
So again, employees leave for lots of different reasons, but the main reason they leave is because their supervisor or their employer doesn't care. That's really what they believe. It's not because of the hours. It's not because of the workload. It's not really because of the customers. If their employees care about them, the employers care about them, they stay. And so when we look at DEI, our process is called retain. We call our process retain. And it's an acronym, okay? But basically, when we look at our process, when we do what we do, we expect that your employees are going to remain in your organization because they're going to feel cared for, they're going to feel engaged, and they know that things are going to change for the better.
Okay. And you were nice enough to give all of our listeners, we don't have very many of them right now, but hopefully we'll have them soon, a free trial of your services, which so appreciate. Can you tell us where to go get that?
Sure. So if they go to mitio.org, mitio.org, and click on our consulting particular company, your name rather, just say Devon Waiters Podcast, and they will get a free trial.
Great. Just say Wheel With It and you'll get a free trial. So
that's exactly true. Just mention your podcast name and they'll get a free trial on our DEI program.
Okay, that is very easy. Is there anything you would like to add before we get off here?
So I just want to say that you are the superhero of your story, Devon. I love the fact that you have challenges and you're not letting those challenges hold you back. And it's obvious that you are moving forward with your talents and your gifts. You're a very smart young lady, and I wish you the best. I know that you're going to do amazing things.
Thank you for that. Really, that means a lot when people say that to me. Thank you for coming on with us today. You were great. And we will see you guys next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember to follow the show and our guests on social media and subscribe to the show on YouTube or in your favorite podcast app using the links in the show notes. If you're listening on the podcast app, please remember to rate and review us.